Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite mysteries. Each week, we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories,
cool voice,
and conclude with our own hypothesis. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
Melissa, who are our patrons for this week?
Glad you asked. We have David, Margot, Celine, Ross, and Lauren.
Wow, Ross from Friends. That's so exciting.
Yeah, Celine Dion. And Margot Robbie.
And Celine Dion.
Robbie.
Oh my God, this is crazy. And David Mamet and Lauren Conrad.
Whoa.
What a team.
Mammoth. You guys said like 10 last names wrong.
I know.
Did I say Robbie?
Margot Robbie.
You said Robbie. Yeah. You said David Mamet.
Listen, we just got to stay on brand.
Yeah.
Melissa. What is our whack-ass episode today?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'd like to start it off with a song to get everyone in the mood.
I knew it.
You knew it?
I what? Knew it.
You guys know this one?
Yeah, I do know this one.
There it is. So today's episode is about Highway 666. AKA.
Now, I didn't even know this existed.
Well, does it exist?
Okay.
And it was, here we it go. Should be noted that this was put in the Discord, in the Web Crawlers Discord, by Matt Scuda.
Yes.
Who are our film aficionado from Oklahoma.
That's right. Thank you for the suggestion. So, yeah, Highway 666, AKA the Devil's Highway. It has been hailed one of the most haunted places in America, and it's located in the Four Corners region, which is like where Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico meet. It's a little Four Corners area.
Wow.
And despite the fact that this highway was so popular, many travelers avoid this desolate span of road. There's been a ton of unexplained phenomena. There was an unusually high number of accidents and fatalities on this road when it was named 666, and that many people believe that anyone that traveled on this road would immediately be cursed. So what is happening on this highway? Allie, you look confused.
Oh, yeah, I thank you for acknowledging that. So this is not Route 66. This is a whole different.
No.
This is not get
you
your kicks
add one
on
more
Route
six.
66.
You got to add one more six to that Route 66.
Okay, so there's another six here. This is the devil's number, Route 666.
The devil's number, baby.
This is not a web crawler's mistake. that we're doing something funky. This is a whole other route.
Whole other route.
This is a whole other route I'd never even heard of until just now.
I know. I'd never heard of it either.
This is crazy. Okay, sorry. Continue.
Okay, so it's considered to be one of the most famous roads in North America. It's about 200 miles. It starts in the city of Monticello in the state of Utah, and then it goes all the way up to, or all the way down, I guess, to the city of Gallup, which is in New Mexico. And a highway patrol officer was quoted in USA Today as stating that a drunk driving suspect told him, 666 is evil. Everyone dies on that highway.
Wow.
So this highway also runs through tribal nations of the Navajo Nation and the Ute tribe. Mm. And it passes by two mountains considered sacred, which is the Ute Mountain and this extinct volcanic core named Shiprock. And other features that are along the road, that's the Mesa Verde National Park and also Dove Creek, Colorado, which is the self-proclaimed pinto bean capital of the world.
Yum.
Yeah, pretty cool. So it was renamed in 2003. So the United States renamed it to U.S. Route 491 because the high tourism was causing accidents.
Oh, no way.
And the portion through New Mexico did have statistically more accidents and crashes, but mostly because the state didn't upkeep the portion that went through New Mexico. Like, they neglected this highway for 60 years. Like, they didn't fill any of the potholes. They didn't do anything with it for 60 years. They're just like, fuck it. Even though it was like a pretty big route for like truck drivers and semi-truck drivers. Also, people would stop on the highway to take down the signs, which caused more accidents.
Oh, steal them, probably.
Yeah, because of course, if you
what
see, like,
signs would they take down? Like, where?
Highway 666.
Oh, to like keep?
Yeah.
You could just make one of those yourself. You don't need the actual highway. Just make one yourself.
And those signs are like, they're so much bigger than you think they are.
Yeah.
Like when you stand next to one of those signs, you're like, okay, this is huge. What am I going to do with this? Put it in my backyard?
I wonder why they did 491.
Well, so the reason that it was named 666 in the first place is pretty boring. It became a highway in 1926, and it was in accordance with the road numbering guidelines for the U.S. because it was the sixth branch off of highway Route 66. So that's how they named highways. It was like the sixth branch off of Highway 66. So it was like, logistically, that's what it had to be.
Hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
So I just Googled like angel number 491. Like, ooh, what does that mean? Or I looked up symbology of the number 491. And it says the angel number 491 is associated with the letters I, Q, B, D, H, F, and T. It's suggested to find out what this angel number is about. Try to make words out of those letters.
Huh? This is a riddle?
I know. Like, okay, troll under a bridge. Scramble.
If you
make
mix
words
the letters,
out of I letters.
D-H-T.
Word unscrambler. Okay, so let's see if
I can. Are there any vowels in there? Oh, yeah, I guess there's an I.
There's only one.
Oh, boy. It's going to be. Is there a Q? Is there a U? Because there's a Q in there.
Can I get a I, Q? Let's see if this spells anything. What if it's like Beelzebub? I mean, that's not Beth, the amount Beth of words. I, Q, B. D.
What's the Zozo?
H-F.
The Ouija board.
Yeah,
one.
What if it's spelled Zozo?
Forbid.
No.
Shut up.
For. Oh, wait. No, but there's no O. What is it? Come on. What are you doing here? What? This website does not work. Okay,
it's
wait.
It's just an unscramble that adds letters.
That adds letters. You can't add letters,
that's
bro.
Cheating.
Oh, okay. Fick. F-I-Q-H. Is that a word? What does
F-I-Q-H?
That mean? Define. F-I-Q-H. Define fick. The word fick is an Arabic term meaning deep understanding or full comprehension.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know. All right. So I think, sorry, I just went on a tangent that led me, led us nowhere. Okay, continue.
I'm even more confused.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they renamed it 491, the accidents and the deaths drastically reduced.
Huh.
And some say it's because of the fact that people no longer experience the psychological fear that something will happen to them while traveling down 666. But the thing is, this highway has over 400 curves in one 60-mile stretch and edges and like steep cliffs.
Ooh.
So like people have gone over the side of this. It's just like a dangerous ass road to begin with.
Jesus.
So now let's get into the creepy sightings.
Please, let's.
So there's a lot of what you would say unexplained phenomena. The first one is Satan's sedan. And no, I'm not talking about Allie's Prius.
That's got to be a shirt. We got to do. Satan's, we got to write Satan's sedan, and then it's just a picture of a sedan.
It's like a like a skeleton driving or something.
Yeah,
that is
like wearing a
that is sick
shirt.
As hell.
Satan's sedan.
Satan's sedan. So this Satan's story
Fiat. That would be a good bumper sticker too.
Satan's sedan.
That would be a fucking amazing bumper sticker.
Back off.
Back off. This is Satan's sedan.
Back off. How's my driving? I'm in Satan's sedan.
My other's car is Satan's sedan.
So this story involves an ominous black sedan that appears to charge individuals driving on this long stretch of road. And people have said that while driving on the road, they begin to experience an intense degree of fear. And then the witnesses claim to see headlights coming up behind them. And despite the fact that they're like driving fast, the car seems to gain on them quickly.
Ooh, oh my
God. And then people pull over in order to get out of the way. People say the vehicle like speeds past them super fast. And then other people look to see that there was no vehicle after all. Sometimes it drives right next to you, like it'll be driving right next to you, and then when people look over, there's no one driving the car.
Oh my
dun,
god!
Dun, dun, dun.
And some people say,
"Boy, yeah, 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 yeah,
honk, honk."
And some people say this could be a hallucination caused by the desert. Or is it Satan?
Just the desert. Just it being the desert causes those hallucinations.
You know.
What I would say is that maybe you're driving too slow or you're in the fast lane and people are getting
yeah,
a little
speed
pissed.
It up.
Speed it up, buddy. Let's go.
I wonder how popular black sedans are.
I would say that's probably the number one vehicle in the world.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, this could just be a coinkydink. Okay, like,
or is
where-
it red?
For some reason think red cars are the most popular.
But, like, let's look at most a white car though. White cars.
Yeah.
White cars are the easiest to keep clean.
White. The most popular
right.
color according to data provided by iccars.com is white, followed closely by black.
Mm.
Then gray, then silver.
What about teal?
Wow, pretty wrong about red.
I used to own a teal.
Yeah, then it's
Toyota Tercel. Where, like, the headlights would, like, come up.
It said sedan is still this automotive news. Oh, great. It's making me... I have to be a subscriber to automotive news to read it.
Well, sign up.
Yeah. The title is sedan is still top choice among buyers. So, I mean, it's possible that there is just a lot of black sedans.
Sure. And a lot of pissed
and
off
people. And
people
are just seeing them and a lot of pissed off drivers. But, I mean, I also believe that the devil drives a black sedan.
Sure.
And
if Satan were to drive a car, he would pick a sedan because it sounds most like Satan. Sedan.
Yeah.
Oh,
he would drive a Saturn, a sedan, a Saturn sedan in Satan red.
Yes.
Satan red.
If I worked for a car company, I'd say
Sebring sedan, Saturn,
or a Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah, he would drive a Hyundai Sonata.
Well, the next unexplained phenomena is something called the Hounds of Hell.
Oh, shit.
And no, I'm not talking about Allie's dogs.
Oh, wow. What is this? A roast?
Okay, so many people.
Or my titties.
Yeah.
What?
So many
the hounds
people.
From hell.
They've traveled Highway 666, claimed to have been subjected to a pack of vicious, evil dogs.
Oh, shit.
They're called the Hounds of Hell. And the people claim that they're supernatural beasts. They have the capability of running as fast as a car, regardless of what speed they're going. So the hounds are just running next to you, probably because you're driving slow.
Yeah.
And the hounds are believed to be responsible for numerous traffic accidents that have occurred on the road.
Oh, my God.
And deaths of those who have lost their lives on the haunted road. And many people have said that they have the ability to shred tires with their razor sharp teeth. Or they jump into the window of vehicles.
Oh, my God.
And they attack the person.
Jesus Christ.
Or they're just coyotes. Or it's a coyote.
Yeah, that's
a rabid coyote.
Instead, it's a coyote on a desert highway.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. And then the next thing is an evil semi-truck driver.
Large Marge.
Slash mad trucker.
Ooh.
People claim to always have car issues on this road. They'll overheat, they'll get flat tires, and then people will pull over to the side of the road, and they'll report seeing this evil spirit that drives a semi-truck at extremely high speeds. And some people claim they've been hit by the truck or come close to being hit. And they say the truck aims for them. Some people think that a spirit controls the semi-truck and is angry.
Oh, shit.
And some locals claim it's the ghost of a serial killer that's driving this truck. And then I found this author, Linda Dunning, at prairieghost.com. She talks about her husband's experience. She said, he was alone and hadn't seen a car for miles and miles. Suddenly, he saw a truck that looked like it was on fire heading straight for him, right down the middle of the highway.
The truck was
going so fast that sparks were flying up off the wheels and flames were coming from the smokestack. It scared him so bad that he pulled off the road and walked 20 feet or so out into the desert away from his car and waited for the truck to pass him, going on what he estimated was 130 miles an hour. He then got back into his car and continued on.
Holy shit. Do you guys know Large Marge from Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Play this little clip. There's a...
Okay.
But I remember Large Marge scared me so bad about both like freeways and trucks forever.
It taught a lot of kids not to hitchhike. That's for dang sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Pee-wee's hitchhiking. A semi-truck pulls over to pick him up.
Thanks for stopping. Some night, huh? On this very night, 10 years ago, along the same stretch of road, I saw the worst accident I ever seen. There was this sound, like a garbage truck dropped off the Empire State Building. And when they finally pulled the driver's body from the twisted, burning wreck, it looked like this.
Now her eyes pop out of her head. And then she goes, tell him Large Marge sent ya. It's so scary.
Be sure and tell him Large Marge sent ya.
Terrifying.
Great movie. Great film.
Let's take a short break for announcements. Webcrawlers has a Patreon to get access to rewards, bonus episodes, video episodes, a day early, ad-free episodes, and more. Please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers. You can donate as little as $2 a month to become a Bimbo patron. Or if you just want to support women in podcasting and like what we do, You can just donate like $20 for the entire year just to say thanks for the 2 to 3 episodes and research and guests that we put out a week. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you give us a 5-star review, we will read it on our mailbag episodes. Also, do not forget to call our hotline. Your voicemails are great. You never have to apologize for them. 626-604-6262.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, back to our program.
Okay, and then we've got the pale spirit. So there are many hostile spirits that are said to reside on this haunted highway. There's one spirit that does not seem to be as hostile. It's believed to be that of a young girl. It's typically seen standing on the side of the road in a gown that is white.
Everything okay, Allie?
I felt like there was a spider or something biting my neck, and then I swatted my neck, and it felt like something fell off my neck.
Was it your head?
But I don't see anything on my shirt or on the floor or anything. So now I feel like maybe I imagined it, but so I don't know.
We'll never know.
I just got a little spooked for a second.
Is this episode too scary for you?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I have chills.
Okay, the pale spirits, the girl in a gown. Individuals claim that she seems unusual. She has a sad, unnerving expression. And when people approach her, it's said that she literally just disappears. She's a sad, scared, pale girl.
Sounds like any woman. Yeah.
Just sounds like a woman.
Yeah, yeah, a woman when confronted by someone.
Yeah. It's me at a party.
Yeah.
And then we come to the skinwalkers. So there's there are many legends that are part of indigenous culture. One such legend is that there's a group of people that have the ability to transition into various types of animals, and these are referred to as skinwalkers, and it's called shape-shifting. And it's believed that the medicine men were skinwalkers.
Wow.
It's believed that they are immediately able to transform into an assortment of animals along the highway and will appear suddenly in front of oncoming traffic, and as a result, the vehicle is in an accident and some people die because of shapeshifters.
Oh, shit.
Jumping onto the freeway.
That's crazy.
And then many stories that circulate that pertain to the skinwalkers are said to warn the travelers not to continue down the road. Like, that's the reasoning for the skinwalkers. And then if the traveler fails to heed to these warnings, it's believed that an evil spiritual shaman will appear in the seat of the vehicle, especially the back seat, So it'll just pop in your car and be like, what are you doing on this road?
Oh my God. It's like the ghosts in on Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
Yeah. And the purpose of this evil spirit is to obtain the soul of the driver, obviously. And yeah, they transition from the physical world into the spiritual world. So that's something to look out for.
Jesus.
And then there's the faceless girl, who is very similar to the pale girl, except when she's on the side of the road and you see her when you stop, she doesn't have a face.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, it's just a smooth.
That's so scary.
That's
when you see that in a horror movie, it's just someone doesn't have a face. It's just a smooth surface.
That. Or when
it's
someone's
so
like,
terrifying.
Someone's mouth opens too wide.
Yes.
I don't like that.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want part of it.
And then there's a lot of disappearances and time loss.
Huh.
It's said that some people just disappear without a trace. And in some cases, a vehicle or another part of the person's property have been located. But in other cases, there's no evidence that the individual has been on the road at all. Like, there will just be, like, abandoned cars and, like, no one will know what happened to the person. And then some people have disappeared for long periods of time and they've reappeared with no explanation several hours or several days later.
Whoa.
And these people have no concept of time and they have not felt as if they've been away for a very long time. Like people who get abducted.
Yeah, I was going to say this sounds like an abduction to me.
Sounds like it to me.
You know, there's a movie about Route 666.
There. Oh, yeah. What is it called?
It's called Route 666.
Okay.
Is a 2001 action horror film.
Whoa.
Directed by William Wesley and starring Lou Diamond Phillips.
Whoa.
Okay. Lori Petty.
Oh, whoa. Tank Girl.
I know. Steven, then some other people. In the film, government agents are besieged by the ghosts of a massacred chain gang while driving down a desert highway.
Yep. That makes sense.
Lionsgate Entertainment. We got to watch that.
And then there are people who have traveled down the road and discovered that they took longer expected to travel. Like they'll lose hours.
Whoa.
But I'm thinking maybe you just fell asleep.
Yeah.
Maybe you zoned out.
Highway hypnosis is real.
Yeah. Have you guys ever fallen asleep driving?
No.
No.
I have.
Melissa.
I've been driving where I've been so tired that like my eyes close. Like a few times.
Yeah,
it happened
scary.
After Coachella, like 2006 or 7. I drove back like Sunday night instead of like staying in Coachella, because I had to work the next morning at like 8 a.m. and it's like a 2-hour drive, but it ended up being like a 4-hour drive because of traffic. I remember just like driving at like 4 a.m. just like my eyes were closing and I'm like, this is so dangerous.
It's scary. My car has a sensor. I'm sure yours does too, where it's like, you need to pull over. You're falling asleep. Or it's like, go get a coffee. But it's like, it's never when I'm tired. I'm just like driving normally and I'm a bad driver.
You're like, at a stop sign for like 10 minutes.
Like literally, and it's like, you're swerving. Yeah.
You're like, I just had a coffee. What's going on?
Yeah. It's like, I'm drinking one right now.
And then, so I found this interesting. They petitioned to change the road in 2003. And like the official like petition said, people living near the road already live under the cloud of disgrace created by having a road that many believe is cursed running near their homes and through their homeland. And the number 666 carries the stigma of being the mark of the beast, which was described in the book of Revelations in the Bible. And there are people who refuse to travel the road, not because of the issue of safety, but because of the fear that the devil controls events along U.S. Route 666. This was in like the official documents to change it. And
oh
it says,
God.
The economy in the area is greatly depressed when compared with many parts of the U.S. And the infamy brought by the inopportune naming of the road will only make development in the area more difficult. Like people were actively avoiding this road because they thought it was cursed. And it was like fucking up the economy. And like the towns that were off of it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
If anything, I feel like they could have monopolized on it.
I know, right? Like all the stops could be like the devil's gas station or something.
Yeah. Yeah, or like devil's hot sauce, you know, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Devil's like hot sauce.
That's a great idea.
Hot as hell.
Sriracha.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Sriracha. Like they could have done something. Yeah.
Stop by for like in 10 miles, Satan's Sriracha. And then it's just like the billboard is just like a red Satan with like a bottle of Sriracha next to him. And it's like
100%.
The hottest hot sauce outside of hell.
Like in Beetlejuice.
Yes.
That like.
Girls, girls, girls.
Yeah. But Satan.
Yeah, maybe we should make our way over to the Highway 666 and kind of start developing.
Yeah.
We got to do that. We got to do Dippin' Dots. Like our marketing company is going to be busy.
Dippin' Dots. Okay.
Get cool.
Oh, we should say this has nothing to do with this episode, but the CEO, what was it? The CEO of Dippin' Dots did what?
He sent revenge porn, what they in quotes, revenge porn to an ex. I guess he sent like nude pics of an ex to the ex's mother.
Oh my God.
I didn't read I don't know if I read the article, but that was the headline.
That's insane. That company. Horrible.
I'd love to sit down with that company and just give them my 2 cents because I loved it. I just had Dippin' Dots recently.
You did.
You know what? They've got the flavor, they've got the taste, they've got it's kitschy, it's
concept,
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're not selling it. You're not selling it, guys. It's a second rate dessert and you guys know it because of how you're choosing to sell it.
Right.
They're ruining it.
You know, it all has to do with that damn orange circle that is your logo. Why is there an orange circle? What is the orange circle? It should be something with space.
Yeah.
If anything, it should be a moon.
Yes.
Yes.
Ice cream of the future. It's not orange ice cream.
Nothing makes me angrier. No, it's not orange ice cream.
If anyone... works at Dippin' Dots.
If anyone can get me in a room,
we gotta get in
Dippin' Dots executives, I will change their world.
They could have like the moon, and then like the stars could just be different colored Dippin' Dots pieces,
like constellations. The constellations are Dippin' Dots,
and like a rocket ship going to like get all the ice cream and put it in a cup and you eat it.
Kids in a rocket ship.
Come on,
holding out. Empty cups, and then they're trying to scoop out the constellations. We're going. We'll workshop it, but
we'll workshop that. We'll get back to you. So that song "Highway to Hell." I'm like, oh, is it based off of this road? It's not. Highway to Hell is actually in Perth, Australia.
Whoa!
It's called the Canning Highway, and it was the road that. The lead singer of AC/DC, Bon Scott, he would travel down frequently in his youth. It's like a 10-kilometer stretch of highway nicknamed Highway to Hell because there was a bunch of fatal crashes on it. And I didn't know AC/DC, they're Australian.
They are?
Yeah.
I had no idea about that
either. I had no idea. I thought they were an American rock band.
Wow. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Oi. Oi, mate.
I had no idea about that either.
Well, there you go. And that is the story of Highway 666.
Wild. Well, I never even knew it existed. So now I feel like my whole life has been changed.
I know.
And frankly, I'm disappointed that it's Highway 491 or whatever now.
What a late. They could have named it 6666. Add a 6.
Yeah.
Add a 9. Be funny.
Yeah, or they could have named 6-9-4-20.
6-2-6-6-0-4.
6-2-6-2. Melissa, first off, if you've ever been on Highway 666 and had a weird experience, please, or if you live near this place, please let us know, call in, email in, because we would love to hear anything about it. Melissa, if people want to reach us, where can they do so?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at webcrawlerspod or Twitter at webcrawlerspod.
All right, guys, we love you so much. And stay safe from Satan's sedan. I am Allie. This highway exists, Siegel.
I'm Melissa Hound from Hell Stetton.
Yes.
And I'm producer Maria Satan Sriracha Blasucci.
Whoa. Yes. Wow, we have a lot of good t-shirt ideas from this episode. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.